Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about procrastination today. I think I got a new take on procrastination that'll make y'all feel a lot better. So in case you are new to this program, I am an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to manifest the desires of your heart, then I would love to support you in that, which, let's be real. I was reading a book this week, and finally an author said, manifestation is way harder than we like to think. And so I help you navigate that process. I help you tap into the energy that's always available to you. I help you rearrange your perspective so that you can get what you want. And I'm also an intuitive, so I can shortcut the process because I can accurately read the energy around your situation and what's going on and help you rearrange the energy in your life so you can get what you want. And so let me help you do that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package, specifically the 1 year program. Okay, let's talk about procrastination. Procrastination can be an intuitive sign. I know the folks that listen to this podcast often are really hard on themselves about avoiding things or putting things off or delaying taking action. But I want you to explore if your impulse to procrastinate is a sign from your intuition. Procrastination is a red alert telling you that something is not in alignment or something is off or something needs to be addressed. And you won't know until you take a step back and say, okay, I've got to face this situation. What's going on here? I had a wonderful experience this week where I've been procrastinating for weeks on something, finally dealt with it, realized that I was procrastinating for a reason. Turns out that thing wasn't right for me. And so it got me thinking, the first thing that I thought as I was wrapping that situation up and taking it off the back burner of my life was like, wow, I got to do a podcast on procrastination because procrastination, I'm going to venture out here. This is a bold statement. I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, if you are procrastinating, there is an intuitive message in that for you, particularly the people that listen to this program. But because our default setting is to make ourselves wrong around procrastination, we've been taught that procrastination is bad, we never really get the intuitive message around it. So I want to encourage you today, if you are procrastinating, you are not bad, you are not wrong, you are not making a mistake, there's something going on there, and just be willing to look at it. Now, as you start to move in the direction of figuring out what's going on there, you might feel like you have to push yourself a bit. And again, that's because your energetic set point is so low because you've been beating yourself up about procrastination and you think there's some boogeyman on the other side. Somebody's going to jump out and say, ha ha, you've messed up. But that's not the case. So I want to encourage you to approach the situation you've been procrastinating on from a place of curiosity. Just open your heart and say, hey, there's something here. I remember Amy saying this on the podcast, there's something going on here and all I have to do is figure it out. And it's usually not nearly as bad as what I think. So release the shame, release the guilt, release the worry. And I want you to see procrastination differently. So here's some mindset shifts you can make around procrastination to raise your set point. Procrastination is not laziness. I want you to release that from your consciousness now in this moment. Procrastination is not bad. I want you to release that now in this moment. Procrastination is a sign from within. I want you to hold that as sacred. Procrastination is a sign from within. Procrastination is calling my attention to a perspective that I'm holding that doesn't serve me well. It might be a perspective on time. It might be a perspective on productivity. We live in a world that tells us that we need to fill our schedule with lots and lots and lots of activity or we're not capable, sustainable, viable adults. Well, that's just a bunch of nonsense. And if that were true, all the really, really, really busy people would be like the best people ever. But usually the really, really busy people are stressed out and kind of miserable. So release your perception of what it means to be productive. You get to decide what productivity looks like for you. And if you run a business or you have a lot of time freedom right now, productivity might be you working an hour in the morning and spending the rest of the day having a good time. That all works. It's all what you're willing to believe can be possible for you. Also, release your perspective around time. There's an energy in our culture around time that there's not enough of it, that we're running out of time. And yes, we're in human bodies, and yes, we will eventually cross over to the other side, but we have no way of knowing that. So outside of that, we have an abundance of time. There is an abundance of time. And I read a Sark book some years back, S-A-R-K. You know, I'm a fan of hers. And it talked about that we have the power to ask time to slow down or speed up. We have a lot more power than we think. So use it. Use it. Instead of fearing a situation, use all the power that's available to you. Another perspective on procrastination I'd like you to embed in you is that everything gets done. I think for those that have been in a chronic state of procrastination, quote unquote, there's this sense that things won't get done, things won't get done, things won't get done. That is a limiting belief unto itself, and you will create that. So just decide that everything always gets done, and always gets done in the perfect way at the perfect time. And I don't have to know all the ways that it's going to get done, and I don't have to know all the players that are going to help me get it done, but it will get done. Everything gets done. It just gets done. And in doing that, you create a new standard in your life. You create a new energy, a new energetic way of being where everything always gets done. Like, you don't even have to try after a while. It just always gets done. This is how you start to create your reality. Everything always gets done. Just decide that now in this moment. Next, I want you to decide you get to do it your own way. I often find when I'm talking to clients and they're lamenting about procrastination. Oh, I mean, I've been procrastinating. I feel so bad at myself. Blah, 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 right? Beat themselves up. Blah, 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 blah. I want you to consider, if you're one of those people that do that, that there might be multiple ways to get it done, but the only way that matters is the way that feels most right and true to you. So I was talking to a client this week. She's writing a book, and, you know, she's like, well, I'm not writing every day. I'm like, who says you have to write every day? Who says? That doesn't need to be a part of your process if you don't want it to be. We let a lot of, and I know specifically around writing, we let a lot of white men tell us how to do it. White men who get up and go into their offices and light their pipe and type away at a manual typewriter. Dude, that life doesn't even exist anymore. So you get to do it your own way. You can write a freaking novel on the notes section of your phone. You can show up 5 minutes before and be sparkly, radiant, and amazing. You can do it your own way. And just start telling yourself until you believe it that you have full and complete permission from within you to do it your own way. Next, around procrastination, a shift I'd like you to make is you take action when you feel inspired. You take action when you feel inspired, and that's enough. That's enough. Just going through the motions, and, you know, I'm a type A Aries, so there's definitely, I'm a type A Aries who takes a lot of action. That's the way I play out my faith. It's a part of my resilience. Not everybody's like me. And so you get to take action the way you want to take action, and you get to do it when it feels most right and true to you. And even as a type A Aries, I know I am way less effective when I'm taking action just because I think I have to, instead of because I want to, because I'm excited to, because I feel led to, because I feel drawn to. Right? So be willing to release that perspective that you have to do it at this time and this way. I was talking to a man in the wintertime, and he was telling me that he was reading a book on millionaire mornings and what you're supposed to do in the morning if you want to be a millionaire. That's all a bunch of hogwash bullshit. You can still be a millionaire and not make your bed. It's all about how you feel about making your bed. Now, if making your bed makes you feel good, it makes you feel empowered, it makes you feel organized, it makes you feel soulful, it makes you feel more like yourself, then make your bed. If it doesn't matter, then it doesn't matter. You know, you can meditate for hours and hours and hours in the morning and still not get what you want, right? You know, so it's all about you, and you get to do things in the way that you want to do them. And yes, there's a lot of teachers out there that will give you suggestions and tips and ideas, but those aren't truth. It's only truth if you decide to buy into it. But usually we buy into it from the perspective of, oh my God, I'm not doing that. Oh, I didn't make my bed. Oh, I didn't do it this way. Oh, I didn't do it that way. Oh, do it your way at the perfect time, and in the way that feels most in alignment with your truth. Next, when it comes to procrastination, decide that you trust yourself. This is a big one. Be willing to trust yourself. Right now in this moment, just say over and over and over again, put your hand over your heart. Take a deep breath. I trust myself. 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 And take another deep breath. And next layer to this is be willing to trust your intuition. Your intuition is always firing. It's always working on your behalf. It's always directing you to a greater truth. It's always showing you that there is a way to get it done. There's a way to receive all that you desire. There's an outcome that you've been envisioning that means that it's possible for you. And your intuition is going to guide you to that outcome if you allow it. But the reason why we're not getting to where we want to go is because we've made up all these fucked up stories. And some of them, we didn't make them up. Some of them, we took them on from people around us. Some of them, we took them on from our childhood. That there's this right or wrong way to do things. And what's so crazy about picking up that from childhood, a lot of the stuff that's available to us, a lot of the technology, a lot of the resources, a lot of the ways of being, didn't exist when we were kids. So a lot of that, those concepts maybe worked for the people that taught them to you, but they're no longer relevant. And we're still holding ourselves accountable to this right or wrong way of doing things. And just let that shit go. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition and act on the intuitive messages you receive. Your intuition is designed, and I say this to you often, your intuition is designed not to just give you a flowery little message to make you feel good. It's giving you a flowery little message so you can take action. And only you will know what that action is, because your intuition will guide you and tell you. So again, procrastination is always a sign, and I want you to be willing to explore what you're being guided to do. So in my situation, I was being guided to do to not, I'll tell you what it is. I was trying to speak vaguely about it. But anyway, I'd ordered a replacement phone because I thought my phone was broken. Turns out it wasn't broken, it just needed a new charger. By the time the new phone came, I had bought a charger and borrowed one. And so I was all charged up. It was good. And so I was like, well, yeah, I kind of do want to upgrade, but it wasn't that big of an upgrade. And so I was like, well, I'll deal with that, because I know it's kind of a lengthy process getting my stuff off, you know, the stuff off my current phone onto the new phone. And so I was putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And what was so crazy was everything on my to-do list I was doing. It was like consciously I was just avoiding this one thing. And even at one time I had mail stacked up around the box with the phone in it. And I put all the mail away, dealt with all that, wiped the counter off underneath where the box is. Like it was like, so that was clearly a sign from within that there's something going on here. And then when I opened it up, I realized it was missing parts. And I'm like, totally my intuition. Totally my intuition guiding me. And I avoided it and avoided it and avoided it and avoided it. But what's so beautiful about the intuition was for me in this situation. I've done a replacement phone before through my insurance, and maybe they'll, you know, send me an email or an automated message. Remember to send back your old phone. They were literally calling me on a regular basis saying, hey, did you send your phone back? Did you send your phone back? Is there any issues you have? Did you send your And I was kind of ignoring them, or I'd take the call and be like, yeah, I'll get to that. And I felt shame because I hadn't dealt with it. And then turns out, those were all little ways Spirit was communicating with me. Open the box, look at the thing, realize the thing is not right for you, and send that thing back. Spirit is always trying to get your attention. Always trying to get your attention. So be open and receptive. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. And if you are procrastinating, here are some questions to ask yourself. What is my true desire in this situation? So going back to my phone story, the true desire was a phone that worked. Now I have a phone that works. Right? Ask yourself, is there anything I'm worried about? And then ask yourself, is that worry valid? And then ask yourself, what action do I need to take? Right? So in my case, it was open the box and realize that this isn't the right phone for you. Right? And now I need to send it back. And then lastly, ask yourself, is there an easier way to get what I want? Is there an easier way than what I've been pondering to get what I want? And then do that. Do that. And you'll see that everything starts to work beautifully and wonderfully in your favor. And now procrastination is no longer this thing you beat yourself up with. Now procrastination is your homie. Procrastination is a sign. You know, I've said this many times on the program, my personal intuitive sign, one of them, I have many of them, is seeing a hummingbird. And so now procrastination is like seeing a hummingbird. If I'm feeling procrastination, I'm like, woo, that's a message. What does Spirit want me to do? What does Spirit want me to do? It all works in your favor if you believe it works in your favor. You're never wrong. You're doing the very best that you can. And keep acting and believing that you are doing the very best that you can. And keep moving in the direction of what you desire most. And you will see miracles unfold rapidly and consistently. Okay, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please check out my one-year program, Massive Result One-Year Program. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. I'm sensing there's some changes coming to that platform, and it'll just be so much easier for you if you're subscribed to get the podcast. Also, all the podcasts are on my website and Blog Talk Radio, and you can get links to all the other places that the podcast is hosted. And if you didn't know, it's on Amazon Music or Amazon Podcasts, and it's also on Spotify. And if you like what you hear on this program and you want to go deeper and you want to do some more work on yourself, sign up for my newsletter, because every Wednesday or so, or Saturday or so, I send intuitive messages that you can use to coach yourself. So even if you're not in a place where you want to invest in one-on-one coaching right now, you can use those free intuitive messages to help you navigate your situation. It's pretty miraculous how beautiful the messages are and how accurate they are for the people that open those messages. And I know I have one more now. Oh, follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. And that is Amy Yancey, Intuitive Coach. And thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. Please don't feel bad about procrastination. Please don't feel bad about it. It is your friend. It is giving you guidance and truth and telling you something. And what it's telling you might be that you might need to change the way you've been viewing a situation. Maybe you're procrastinating on a weight loss, you know, or working on a project. And maybe you're procrastinating because the perspective or approach that you've been planning to take doesn't really work for you. Procrastination is always a sign. And you can always make a different choice when you're ready. So again, I'm Amy, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.